You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. If you're just tuning in and you didn't catch the news, Jeremy Pena will go to IL with broken ribs, the result of the hit by pitch that happened on Friday's game. And so, yeah, that's not what you want. Not what you want at all.
Was that against the Phillies or the Cubs?
Happened
that was
Friday, right?
I thought it was Friday.
It was Friday.
The weekend.
They kind of run. Yeah, the days run together after a while. I get that.
It does, and I'm sad. Now,
but he didn't play Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah,
no, right? He did not. No,
I just brought that up because I'm like, man, if they see them again, they need to.
Oh, somebody gonna get pumped,
calling
huh?
For
no,
for
somebody
real,
gonna
unwritten rules.
Hey, it's one thing get hit by a pitch, but hit by a pitch now you got a broken. Now you out.
So somebody got to pay for this. You said,
yeah, somebody got to pay.
Liam
somebody
Neeson.
Got to pay.
I hope you went Liam Neeson.
I hope
somebody's gonna get hurt.
I will find you. How about Cal? Yeah,
got a special set of skill. Speaking of Figgy. On the text line from the 346. Actually, was it 346? Sorry, 832. Who is it in place of Lopez today? Sounds like Figgy if he was 5'10". First and foremost,
damn,
that is Chris Partee.
Yes.
You might have heard him, especially on Area 45.
He's, a lot.
He's filled in a lot
bit,
there.
Yeah.
He's also hung out with Clint a few times.
Clint a couple times, yeah.
On the drive. But on top of that, Figgy sounds like Figgy if he was 5'10", which means Figgy got tall energy. I think y'all need to understand that and remember.
Yeah, like I don't know if I should be offended over this or is it a compliment?
Yeah, don't be trying to play Figgy, man.
I think you should be offended.
Don't be trying to play him.
I think you should be offended. All right, so I've been rewatching the 2024 Texans season.
Yeah.
As a precursor and prep for training camp and the 2025 season, just to go back, get some feel for some things.
Now, is this something you do every year?
I do this every year.
Okay.
For myself, because sometimes my memory can kind of stink, so a little bit of a refresher. But then fresh eyes.
It helps, yeah.
I've already seen like instances where watching the game is different for me, and my notes look different than the notes that I took while watching the game originally.
Yeah.
So I've reached week 4 versus Jacksonville, which was a victory at home 24-20. And I kind of want to get into it. So first and foremost, one of the things that I remembered immediately was there's additional juice with this one because Christian Kirk obviously was playing for the Jaguars, and I was like, oh, okay, this is another opportunity to see Christian Kirk in action and what you're getting in this wide receiver. Figgy, do you remember that this was a game where Steven Sims really got a bad for him?
Yeah, he pushed old Frank Ross, right?
No, you're thinking Boyd, aren't you?
Oh, that's who I'm thinking
about.
Boyd,
and that happened a little later in the season. This is the one where Steven Sims muffs a punt.
Oh yeah,
After the first drive, I do remember that. That allowed the Jaguars to have a easy touchdown early in the game.
Yeah,
that made this game closer than it had any business being. Yeah. And he got benched for a good long period. Like this was the beginning. Yeah, at the end.
That'll do it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Muffing that punt, that'll do it.
You are only here to do special teams, and you've done some.
And you can't do that.
Yeah. But I will say, there were a lot of so-so special teams last year, early on in the season, that I did not recall. Where I would like that to be cleaned up a lot earlier in this season than what it was last year. There was a lot of finding themselves last year in general as a team that I would really hope. You have at least some of the other things like the defense finding itself, the special teams finding itself, because I'm already building on the idea that the offense is going to need some finding itself time.
Oh, I believe most people would agree with you with that. I mean, anytime you bring in a new offensive coordinator and then coming off a down year offensively, there's going to be some cleaning up that needs to be done.
For sure. Another thing that I was looking at, this was a Nico Collins extravaganza, 151 yards on 12 catches. And a lot of it happened, well, just because Nico Collins is fantastic, but there was a lot of it that happened in breaking. It felt like this game in particular, Bobby, at least in some ways, identified in breakers are a way to get a lot of opportunity here. Yeah. Like in breakers, in breaking routes, middle of the field was a way to get a lot of opportunity here. And I really did enjoy seeing that. What I didn't enjoy is just how much Bobby loved trying to get linemen into space. And I really don't know how often it worked as intended. Rather, especially because sometimes I was like, is this the play or is this like Laremy Tunsil not being able to get out there in the way that you want to, or not necessarily being as invested in getting out there in the way that you want to or whatever? And I mentioned Laremy because it felt like he did that a lot. Yeah. But then also, I mean, Kenyon Green was a guy that, you know, ended up out in space at times. And I'm interested to see from this offensive line just in general. How much the seeming energy that this offensive line has for playing for Cole Popovich, how much that changes getting the scheme over, if that makes sense, right? Like, how much does I just want to make this happen? How much does that help? How much does that want to help? Because I do wonder what the want to was on the offensive line. And I'm not blaming the offensive linemen themselves, but it was clear that there was a disconnect on what they were being asked to do and what they felt like they could accomplish.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely sounds like there's a lot of want to for Cole Popovich as far as from the offensive linemen.
You're going to see a nasty offensive line.
Yeah, but it sounds like just in general, they love this guy, right? So it sounds like there's going to be the effort is definitely going to be there.
I'm going to need to see it because what happened.
It feels like it's going to be there, I should say.
No, I agree. What happened with this game without that want to, that offense was not fun to watch. remember, no Joe Mixon in this game. Mm. Cam Akers was toting the rock a decent amount, which was fine. You got some J.J. Taylor. You got some of that happening where I was like, this is okay. Like, he wasn't getting anything additional than what you'd expect. And this is the reason why I go, okay, I see why those guys aren't getting as much of an opportunity, why it's we're bringing in Nick Chubb and why it's here's Woody Marks. I'm interested to see what all that comes around to. This was a terrible day trying to stop the run for this Texans team, this game that we were looking at week four. I mean, it was abysmal trying to stop the run. There was, in fact, can you give me cut 32 here? Because this one felt like An entire indication of what the day was in a microcosm.
Third and three at the 38-yard line of Jacksonville. Lawrence, shotgun, bunch formation left, one back, Bigsby. Trevor with signals. Handoff, Bigsby straight ahead. First down and more, 50, 45. He's on the move, right side, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the pylon, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. What a call, Bigsby.
And that was a huge play. What was that, 58? 158 yards on the ground for the Jags in this game. And so much of it was not necessarily Bigsby or Etienne doing a lot of movement, doing a lot of juking or anything. It was created very easily and being able to move guys very easily. And this, again, highlights something that I think I talked about last week with John, which is I think the run stopping, the run defense is still going to be something you have to watch.
Okay.
For this team. So now, I don't think that – I think they got better over the season, but
– yeah.
I don't know that
we
could,
they did, yeah.
I don't know that we could say specifically that is something that you don't have to watch at all for this team.
So you're not completely sold on them being able to stop the run consistently. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, that was a problem that they had last year when it came to tackling, but then also just like you have largely the same personnel, especially when you talk about spying the defense and up front. Yeah. Our team's going to be able to take advantage of that, or are you going to be able to score offensively to make it so that even if teams can run the football, that it's not as productive and they need to score a little bit more quickly?
But it did feel like they got better as the season went along. Now, do you think they can carry that over? I think that's the question. Can they carry that over into this season?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hope so. Again, the continuity that you have in the personnel should hopefully give them an idea of how they work together, how they fit together. One thing that it did feel like happened a decent amount in this game as well was it didn't happen like the most of any teams this year, to be fair, against our teams this past year against the Texans defense. They got outside a decent amount as well and really attacked those secondary players to see if they had a willingness to be physical and tackle. And sometimes they did.
Sometimes
not as much. So, this just reminds me to watch that space for this team. I mentioned Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk definitely had speed. He had a speed out, in fact, on Petrie for his first catch of the season. But I don't think he was used particularly uniquely by the Jags last year. And I'm intrigued because he has the speed and he has the know-how. I'm really excited to see the ways in which he's used, because I think even what you were looking at from a Jaguars team last year was a Jaguars team that did not use him entirely imaginatively. And so I really want to see what Nick Caley, what CJ Stroud, what Jerod Johnson are going to do with him in particular and the skills that he brings as a really good slot receiver, but a dude that can move around and do a lot of things as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the, obviously without actually having watched the game again, but I'm looking at the box score from this game. Christian Kirk had 7 receptions for 61 yards.
He did.
So it kind of, I think that speaks to what you're saying. They didn't really use him how they could have.
I mean,
or just in general last season, it doesn't seem like they probably used him how they could have.
I don't hate 61 yards either, but I do. I'm like, huh, okay.
I think it could be more though.
I
feel like it could be more,
especially when you see the skill set. Now, to be fair. How do you get more where you go, hey, there's 61 yards from Christian Kirk, and then are you going to get another 100 yards from Nico Collins, and then are you going to get – what are you going to have for all these guys? I think that, again, that's always a question that you have when you have a lot of mouths possibly to feed, is how much are you going to get to all these guys? But I really want to see
– But see, we don't know about the rookie receivers yet.
We don't
that came
know.
In. We don't know.
No.
We're hoping that what were they second and third round picks for the Texans this year in the draft, but yeah. – We know a little more about Christian Kirk and what he can be and what he has been, or what he was in Jacksonville. So you expect him to do something, but we don't know about the young guys yet.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
You don't know yet.
A question or a text rather that comes in. Yeah, it's a question. 832. Was Foley Fatukasi playing that game? I think he's our run stopper. He was. Mm. He is more of your run stopper. But, yeah, they have not necessarily gotten that run stopping defensive tackle. It's one of those things that we were looking at coming into this draft, was is that something that they can address? And they didn't have the opportunity to, it didn't seem like, or maybe they just didn't prioritize it.
Yeah, and Autry wasn't playing during that time because he was serving that suspension, correct? Nico Autry.
Yeah. But even Nico Autry is more of a
I felt like they were missing something. It wasn't like their full defense.
Yeah.
Is what I was kind of getting at too.
To be fair, I think that is there, but again, I don't think that I viewed Nico Autry as run stopper extraordinaire, you know. But it did get better as the season went along, to admit, and I would love to see that kind of carried on rather than the early points of the season. That's my larger idea. There were so many penalties in this game. 12 penalties, 93 yards of penalties, and somehow not the most that this team had last year. But at the same time, yes, the usual suspects were involved, but it was everywhere. It just was everywhere.
Penalties. Man, 12.
It was literally offense, defense. It was everywhere in a way that I don't want to try and levy any level of like criticisms at D'Amico Ryans, but it did make me go, where is the discipline for these guys in this one? Yeah. Now, of course, I'll continue to watch over the season because there was penalties, but I'm interested to see where they came from and where they popped up at. A couple more things. Let's see. Give me cut 33 here because I talked about the ETN play. And I think a couple plays later, that same drive, you also had the Texans defense stand on their head and do this.
Fourth and goal at the one.
They're going to empty it out.
Empty backfield.
Could be quarterback draw.
Lawrence shotgun on fourth and goal from the one. Here's the snap. Lawrence up the middle, and Lawrence is stopped. They turn back Jacksonville. Foley Fatukasi.
So as much as, hey, Foley Fatukasi, like, hey, man, they were running the football. When they needed to.
Stepped up.
This defense still dialed it up. Like, you could see this is where the defense, at least in my mind, this is where the defense really started becoming that defense that ultimately we started seeing towards the end of the season. And that play happened because Kalen Bullock was able to chase down Tank Bigsby, or was it Bigsby on that 58-yarder that should have been a touchdown because he didn't give up. Like, this is where you start to see like that particular swarm mentality show up in a big way in the defense. So I did enjoy seeing that developed, and ultimately you had a fantastic like 2-minute drive at the end in order to go and get you a touchdown that ultimately wins the game with just 18 seconds left. So you got out of there with a win. You got out of the game against Jacksonville at home with the win. I was like, yo, I very much remember that feeling of, this is bittersweet. Like, you got the win, but you left so much on the table. And I need this Texans team to be way more efficient than they were in, like, a game like this where Trevor Lawrence wasn't particularly good in this. Like, he was just missing things, even though there was open opportunities. A lot of penalties all on offense and defense. Couldn't stop the run. Offense didn't look good, and you still got to win. So there's different ways you could look at this. It's like really, really, you know, kind of dirty way of getting a win. But at the same time, they are able to, even through all of that, get a victory. How much more so if you clean all that up?
I mean, this feels like one of those victories where if it's some other teams, you definitely don't win this game. You got to be glad that this was the performance. They put this performance out there against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's really what that says to me. Against the Ravens, you don't win a game like that. Against the even against a mid-level team, you don't win a game like that, right? So, yeah, that's one of those performances where it's like, yeah, it wasn't pretty, but we got a win. But we're happy that it was against the Jaguars.
I was kind of looking at the play call the Jags had right there. It was fourth and one.
Yep.
They go empty?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
Although, to be fair, like that big 58-yard play was a 3-by-1 where you have trips on one. Oh, that's 3-by-1. But you split out basically the corners, all the defensive backs, and then the linebackers pull out a little bit. So you only have one linebacker in the middle. Mm. And then they just block this thing up the middle. And now, boom, that's an explosive. So I think that they were trying to get the similar mindset with that play calling. But yeah, that's one of those play calls where when it works, you go, oh, well, that makes sense. And then when it doesn't, you go, what the hell are you doing? And thankfully, the Texans defense
did not work.
It
did not work that time.
So there you go. A week four victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. An ugly one, but a victory nonetheless as we continue to rewatch it. I don't know how much I took
from
that particular game, but that's
exactly what we were saying on Monday.
Yeah, that's what we were saying on Monday of that week.
A win is a win.
But I think that it's easier to go back in hindsight and see, oh no, all of these issues at various points were issues that this team was dealing with, and it was all there.
Yeah. In that one game, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions as we often do. We will do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.